Jaina's eyes flashed at the challenge. You don't know the situation. This system, I know that on the way in here, the shadow was jumped by Killix, Mara said. The trouble you had on the way in? Jason asked. I've been wondering about that.
So have we, Han said dryly.
And you think it was Killix?
Tessar asked.
We know what a dart ship looks like, Sava said.
Mara kept her gaze fixed on Jaina. Do you think maybe you're wrong about these insects? Jaina met her gaze squarely. That's just not possible. She motioned a passing Killick over, then asked, Our friends were attacked by a swarm of flying hydrogen rockets. Are any of the nests? An earnest thumping began to resonate from the Killick's chest.
She claims it was the Chiss, pretending to be of the kind,
C-3PO translated.
They're trying to make the protectors leave.
It wasn't Chiss, Mara said. I could see the pilots. They were insects. Luke turned to Jaina. We've seen enough. Take us back to the hangar. Not yet, Jaina said. You still don't understand. We understand all we need to. The situation here is as confused as it is volatile, and your team has lost the neutrality required of Jedi Knights. The Masters ask for your return to Coruscant. Jaina was quick to seize on the opening. Is it our neutrality the Council is worried about, or the Galactic Alliance's relationship with the Chiss? At the moment, it's you we're worried about. Luke's voice was as warm as it was firm. Any Jedi should recognize the importance of maintaining good relations with the Chiss. The sectors they patrol for us along the border are the only ones free of piracy and smuggling.
The Jedi are not servants of the Galactic Alliance, Alima countered.
No, we aren't, Luke agreed. But a peaceful Galactic Alliance is the strongest pillar of a peaceful galaxy, and the Jedi do serve peace.
What happened to defending the weak?
Zek demanded.
To sacrificing for the poor.
Those are worthy virtues, Luke said. But they won't stop the galaxy from sinking into chaos. They aren't the duties of a Jedi Knight. So we abandon the Killix for the good of the rehab conglomerate snapping up our part of the galaxy? Jaina asked. And we're not going to abandon the Killix. Luke looked to the rest of the strike team. But I'm worried about you. All of you.
You've lost your objectivity and you've taken sides, Mara said, sensing what Luke wanted from her.
You're openly fighting on the Killick side, and that means you have no chance at all of solving the problem.
Frankly, you're half-joiners now, Luke said.
I think you should return to Coruscant with us at once, all of you.
What about the Killicks?
Tahiri asked.
Without us here, the Chiss will have a free rein to...
This one will stay, Saba said. Until Master Skywalker can arrange to speak with Aristokra Swek. She will let the Chiss know the Jedi are still watching.
Alone?
Tessar asked. Saba nodded.
Alone.